Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll check in with them. See what they have going on from Fenway Park. We got the clip du jour and grab bag later on this hour. I've been watching, Keith, a little bit of the U.S. Open. I don't know how much you can see that.
I thought you were watching that Titanic thing.
No, that was
submersive.
I thought I was going to get more of the submersible. I'm not sure what the title of it was on Netflix, but it came out the other day.
Yeah.
And Kat was all gung-ho about watching it.
Weird.
Loves the Titanic. She loves everything Titanic related.
I guess.
I'm telling you, she does. And so she's like, we got to watch it. I go, okay,
yeah.
Watch it. It was a lot more about all the warning signs leading up to.
It seemed like
a
bad idea from the jump.
Yeah, leading up to the actual, horrific moment. Then I thought we were going to get more on, like, the search.
No.
So it was a little dry. It's an awful story.
It is.
But it was a little dry. No, U.S. Open. Any guesses?
Oh, you got the quad box going
I got the quad box going.
Nice.
Any guesses how many... How many golfers are below par right now in the U.S. Open round two at Oakmont?
They have the wild rough here, right?
Isn't
it like insane?
The fescue is out of control.
So how many are under
Never
par?
Never mind the rough. Yeah, how many are
seven.
Under par?
Yeah, I'll take that. That'll be my guess.
Great guess, Joe.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Is that right? Is it seven?
I love when it's seven.
Spawn, Burns, Thurston Lawrence.
Thurston. Hello, Thurston.
Victor Hovland.
Okay.
Siwoo Kim.
Yep.
Ben Griffin. Thomas it's seven.
Wow.
Two guys,
and
are
that's
even.
Now. That's early round two.
Only
so I mean,
two guys are only two guys are even.
Yeah, but some of those guys haven't even played yet, so they could easily just sink it.
Do you like that? I know you're not a big golf guy. I'm not either. I parachute in at the majors. You like?
I do.
You like when guys are really struggling?
I do.
You don't want to see 20 under par.
No, I think it's a good mix. I wouldn't want all of this. I also wouldn't want all of the other thing because like there'll be some tournaments.
The cut line is +5 right now.
Yeah.
Projected cut line is. I'm sorry if you'll get cut at +5. Projected cut is 4 over.
I do. I like every once in a while throw a tournament like this. I don't need to see like, oh, this guy was 15 under par for the whole tournament. You're like, okay, great. Like he just dominated the tournament. Like, but I think that's important too. Like these guys are the best in the world. So I'll give me one of those tournaments here and there. But if they're frustrated like all of us every time we golf, well, why not?
All right, Shime, you listening out there? George Dungmanji.
Shime shot a 90 the other day. He said
a 90.
Yeah.
90. For nine.
No.
For 18.
Yeah.
All right, George Dungmanji?
What?
30 over.
I mean,
he's not making the cut.
He's dealing with something else maybe too.
Oh, wait, he's only
That's where you like
He's actually only through 10, so he's got a chance to shave that down a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's never probably played this course.
No, it's true. He shot an 86.
Or the sport.
He might just have picked it up. He shot an 86 round 1. Right now it's not trending great round 2.
Is he a pro golfer?
Yeah, good question.
Is he going to hit 100?
He might hit 100.
Did he win a contest?
Yeah, seriously, how do you just wandered on there and they put his name on the leaderboard?
Right, ready? Here's his day.
Happy's caddy.
His day. Double, bogey, bogey, double, bogey, 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 double.
Wow.
Par.
He parred one?
Yeah, he parred nine going in.
Oh, he must have felt good at the turn.
Yeah. And then he bogeyed. That ain't great.
No. I mean, it's a slower start than you'd like, but.
He is not.
He's still got most of the back nine.
No birdies. He did par yesterday. 2, 5, 6, 9, 11, 16, and 17. He's getting hot now.
So two of his best holes are still ahead of him. That's great.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He's all right.
I don't like watching that. I don't want it to be like 20. Everybody be 20
guy?
Under.
I don't
want to
watch that
no,
guy.
But only seven guys are under par.
But like if
I was
even,
watching
like
bogeys,
you win.
I'm watching bogeys left and right. I don't.
Yeah,
want
but you're
that.
Seeing these guys that normally make everything so look so easy when it's not, and now they're like, oh yeah, this is tough. I am like up to my knees in the rough, and I got to try to chip it onto the green. Yeah, why not?
No, I don't want to watch J.J. Spahn hack around. I want to watch the best golfers in the world.
I also don't want to watch J.J. Spahn or Sam Burns or Thurston Lawrence.
Or golf.
That's my point. Like, who are these guys at the top?
I thought Spahn would be your guy.
I mean, I like Spahn.
Yeah.
You know,
especially when it's
spelled differently, though.
Autographed by Korn.
Yeah, the whole band signed that
now
comic.
We're cooking. Alan in Nashville, if you're listening, I'll come up with an act at some point that I want memorabilia from. At some point.
Jones' favorite band.
311.
Yeah, 311 is a good
311. Your favorite band is 311.
Love that. Maybe I might have owned more albums by them than any other band.
Yeah, that's right. 311.
Yeah, 311. Yeah.
That's my favorite band.
Go ahead, Alan. Do your worst.
Oh, you got something.
I'm sure he's got. I'm sure they have a lot of leftover 311 stuff.
Transistor?
Unused 311.
A vinyl?
Unwanted. Yeah, oh, man. Grassroots vinyl. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Not a lot of people respect that album.
No. Almost no one.
617-779-7937. Stanley Cup final. We mentioned this earlier. It has been wildly entertaining. I'm watching more of that than I expected.
Yeah.
I think some of it, Marchand has drawn me in to a degree. I know you less so.
Hmm.
But overtime every other night, even last night, 3-3. It's a 3-0 game. Edmonton storms back. They tie it up. They take the lead 4-3 midway through the third period. Florida evens it up in the final minute. It goes to overtime. And so it's been a wildly entertaining cup final. We got the call end of last hour. From Bob saying, yeah, it shows you that the Bruins are a million miles away.
They are
true,
a little far away.
But it's been a pretty entertaining cup final, which I did not really expect to watch much of it, to be honest. I haven't watched much of the Stanley Cup playoffs at all. This I've been more reeled in on than I thought.
Yeah, well, this is the ultimate test. Like, are you just a Bruins fan, which is fine, or are you a hockey fan? Because if you're a hockey fan, this series has everything. It's got a former Bruin great. It's got the best player in the world, two of the five best players in the world. Well, maybe even deeper than that, maybe two of the 10 best or three of the 10 best players, however you want to slice it up, right? And it's the matchup from last year. It's had 3 out of 4 games go to overtime. So if you are a fan, like if you're willing to watch out of market hockey, this is the series for you. Plus, it's the highest stakes possible. This isn't round two.
And this
you should be in on this if you like hockey.
This is what the NBA needs tonight. Like the NBA needs. And I don't know. I guess I don't even know what to trust anymore these days. But I thought I saw Scott Foster's on the game tonight.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I just saw rumors circulating on Twitter.
Could be fake.
But it would make sense. The NBA needs Oklahoma City tonight the same way the Stanley Cup needs this series to get drafted. The only way you're going to get people to watch this Stanley Cup final with Florida and Edmonton.
Oh.
I know it's a rematch from a year ago.
No, you're right.
You need it to be close games, long series. And the only way the NBA is going to get any rate, and their ratings are dwarfing the Stanley Cup final, but by the NBA standards, way down and nobody's watching.
Did you see Adam Silver's point the other day? He was asked about ratings on one of the pregame shows.
No.
And he actually had a pretty interesting take. Now, again, you're going to spin it to go your way.
Okay.
But they're saying the numbers are way down. And he was saying it's still the highest rated like show on television. So the numbers are way down.
Yeah.
But he's like, these nights, he's like 20 years ago, we wouldn't always win the night, right? Like it was like a sort of a different time.
So
there
he's
was
making
less
the
options.
Argument that like, right? He's making the argument that everything's splintered and people might be watching Netflix and there's all. So yeah,
pretty much. He's like,
I buy that to a degree, but like your ratings are way down from a year ago.
No,
it was
I get
also
it.
Splintered.
It's like, do you want 15 million people watching or 8? You right. Obviously want 15, but if before you had like 4 shows, let's say hypothetically with over 10 million viewers, whereas now you have none and you're still number one. Like, is it fair to compare the 1998 ratings?
No, it's
probably not.
But it's fair to compare it to last year.
Yeah,
so
that's
down. Yeah, and so that's how I would look at it. All right, in the current media climate, the last 4 or 5 years, whatever you would want to say, I compare it to that. It's
there's
down
a lot of
compared
stuff.
To that.
Yeah.
And Netflix has been around now for a while.
Netflix
so
has been
I would
pumping out the content.
That to me is positive.
Including
spin.
A submersible doc.
I'd skip it. But no, Kat told me there's one on HBO Max. There's two of these. I'm like,
follow up.
She's like, well, we'll see if the HBO Max one is better. I'm like, no, we won't.
I don't think we do that.
I saw the first one. I don't need to watch another. But
like last night when the Panthers were up 3-0 and they're already up 2-1 in the series, you're thinking, oh man, if they just cruise to a win up 3-1, like the bottom might fall out. Now, I know there might be some draw to like an elimination game and a clincher, but that would have really been a disaster. Like the hockey kind of was very fortunate that Edmonton storms back.
No,
you're 1,000%. Guaranteed two more games in the series, which with the exception of game three have all been really close games.
But so the NBA needs that. And I was half joking earlier when I'm like, Adam Silver pounded the table when he saw Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got paid to go to that hockey game last night. Cause there's no chance they stumbled in there.
Can they get
own.
On a private jet to
Indy? So Adam Silver, fly them to Indy or maybe even OKC. You already got Scott Foster in Indy. Maybe you need to save them for game five in OKC is maybe what you got to do. Although, what were you telling me about the beers in OKC?
Oh, our guy Bears on Twitter said he was stationed there for several years, and it's another one of those states that has like 1.5% alcohol beers.
Statewide, or is it like a county thing?
Oh, good point. I don't know. I think he said, but he was in Oklahoma, so I don't know if he was Oklahoma City or not, but he texted us the other day when we were talking about this.
I went to Salt Lake years ago, Breck.
Wow.
And I didn't even know that the beers weren't the full alcohol.
Is it near beer, they call it?
I don't know what they call it, but it's definitely
near beers.
It's definitely not like a full punch, but I didn't even notice. I was like, I was enjoying myself. Yeah. I was like, it was a great time. They're not even there.
I just drank 36 of these beers.
Just ripping NA beers in Salt Lake. I didn't even know.
There's no booze in it. Like, oh, okay.
But yeah, Oklahoma City's like that. But anyway, if you could talk Kelce and you could pay Kelce and Taylor Swift enough to show up. And
they could mix in a vodka cran for them.
I'm not skeptical about their relationship whatsoever.
No, they're together.
I'm skeptical about them being at a hockey game in Sunrise, Florida out of nowhere.
That was very strange.
I am skeptical about that.
I don't get that at all.
So the NBA should get them to Oklahoma City for Game 5. They already got Scott Foster for tonight, I think. Rumor is.
Whoever came up with that.
Get him on that's a thumbs up back there. Brian says thumbs up, yeah.
Do you think that was a Gary Bettman idea? Or he's sitting around and he's like, guys, I got it.
Guys.
Nobody's watching this. You know who people like? Kelce Swift. We're going to use the rest of our budget on Kelce and Swift to come to the game.
Nice.
And maybe people will tune in.
We're going to throw him Zadorov's contract. And we're going to get him to show up to a game. That'll create some buzz.
Yeah, that was an odd sighting. I saw it pop up first on Twitter, and then when I was watching the game, they did flash to them a few times. And you're like, okay.
No chance they did that on their own. Zero.
Can't be.
No.
I don't think so. Have you heard Travis Kelce ever mention hockey, the sport of hockey?
I don't think so.
There's no tie-in, I don't believe, to Florida or certainly Edmonton. Let alone the sport of hockey.
It's very strange. I don't believe so. Meanwhile, we were talking about this earlier today. Kevin O'Connor was on NBC Sports Boston. They've been doing a Celtics off-season series, the off-season.
Love it.
And there's been a weird kind of progression in the reporting this week where O'Connor started something, Shams kind of amplified it, and then O'Connor agreed with what Shams said the other day.
It's like, it's a great point. It's like, it's my point.
Yeah,
you're saying
the butterfly effect of a point here going on, but let's hear what KOC had to say.
Well, I reported on my podcast earlier this week, everybody's available except for Tatum. Shams Charania on Pat McAfee's show today did say essentially the same thing, that besides Tatum, the Celtics are at least listening to offers for everybody out there, whether it's Derek White or Jaylen Brown. Shams said big offers have been made for those guys. How can you not listen? Now, as Shams said, and I've heard as well, I don't think Boston wants to trade Jaylen Brown or wants to trade Derek White. They want to go the Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser, route for getting under the second apron.
If I'm Brad, he's untouchable, but go on. Go on.
But ultimately, they want to avoid Brown or White trades. That's what is going around the NBA. That's what everybody's talking about. But teams are making offers, so you at least have to listen. And if somebody comes over the top with some absurd offer on draft night or the day before the draft, maybe that's the route that makes more sense for you to go if it seems like it's too good to be true that it's actually an offer being made to you.
Okay. So that's Kevin O'Connor. I know the kind of deals I would listen to and pull the trigger on with Jaylen Brown. I would trade Jaylen for Giannis. I would trade Jaylen for the number one pick and the rights to Cooper Flagg. I would trade Jaylen for, we came up with another name the other day, Devin Booker. I know the Jaylen deals I would do. There are deals I would do for Derek White. I have more trouble answering that until I see them offered. But I think the kind of deal you would do for Derek White, if you're entertaining the idea of moving him, you said the Mikal Bridges trade, like something like that, where you're getting a raft of draft picks. And I don't really want to do that. I don't want to start over again, burn it down, and then 2 years from now with Tatum, have a bunch of draft picks around. I'm I don't want that.
Is there any deal you can make for involving Derek White where in 2 years the return is a more is a better player that can contribute more than Derek White?
I mean,
I don't know.
Probably, but I don't know who that name is off the top
of my head. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know because I feel like a team that would want Derek White probably feels like the Celtics from a couple of years ago. It's like, hey, we're only like a move or two away. We have our best player. We probably have our second best player. But if Derek White's our third best player, we're cooking. So they're not going to trade you their best or second best player.
Right.
They're probably also a good enough team where their draft picks are going to be pretty low. I also don't know what draft pick outside of Cooper Flagg would really help Jason Tatum in 2 years. So that's where like a third team, I guess, would be in play, where maybe there's a third team that stinks but has a good player. Mm-hmm. And then Derek White goes to a contender, you get a good player, and then all the picks go to that bad team. But I don't know. That seems pretty complicated, and I'd rather just keep Derek White than anything else.
Ownership wouldn't do it because they're trying to shave salary as opposed to take on salary. But just play the game for a minute. Derek White for Durant. Would you entertain a deal like that?
I actually wouldn't. And I know Durant is like, you know, he's a loser who's won twice. But he's a shoe-in Hall of Famer and maybe still a top 20 player. But he's going to be 38, I think, by the time Tatum's healthy. And so, and like, it doesn't help your money crunch at all. You have to do a bunch of other things. So, but even just like a swap, no, I wouldn't do
right.
it.
Right. And so to me, you kind of talked me out of it when you said it this way. You're like, well, Durant and Booker couldn't even make the playoffs last year. Because I'm like, what if you had
and
Durant?
Beal.
Yeah. What if you had Durant and Jay? Well, Beal, I think, is just.
He's cashed.
Yeah, correct.
That happened quick.
Believe it or not, that's one I never would have traded Jalen. As many times as I've traded Jalen,
I probably would have.
I never would have done Jalen for Beal. Yeah. That's one I never would have. I've done it for Durant 15 different times.
Yeah.
No, but the idea that I would say is, well, you have Jalen and you have Durant this year, and then you'd have the two of them with Tatum the year after that.
Right.
Is that intriguing? And you said, well, yeah, well, Durant and Booker couldn't even make the playoffs last year. I'm like, yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, that was the West. I mean, they'd probably be a playoff team in the East, but still.
Yeah, great. You're like a play-in
team. To what end next year? So, yeah, I have a hard time answering what I would even want for Derek White. The answer probably would be young players and a million draft picks.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just get overwhelmed and say, well, that's great value, but do I really want that? Is that really what I want the Celtics to do? So it's interesting. Brad Stevens should be listening on all those offers, and he should know what ultimately he would want. Derek White is not untouchable. He's got a great contract. I'm sorry, Scal. I heard Scal on the same podcast yelling at Forsberg, saying, you know, there's no chance you're trading Derek White. Why would you? Well, at some point, there's a deal that's worth making, and that's Brad's job to do it, and I believe Brad's pretty good at his job.
But also, if you're
so gonna, I think he's listening.
If you have two insiders say everybody's on the table but Tatum, that includes Derek White. So it's like you're like let's talk about all these Jaylen Brown trades, but then let's get super offended by Derek White trades.
I still can't tell how that works. O'Connor said it on like Monday, and Shams agreed with it, and now O'Connor's like, yeah, good point by Shams. I still can't quite figure out what's going on there.
Well, it's like if you say something, and then I'm like, I agree with you, and then you're like, yeah, good point. Yeah. Like, you follow back up. It's like you're playing tennis. You're like, hey, good take. No, you had a good take.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no,
actually
you.
My original take. You just complimented yourself.
You volleyed that good take back at me.
That's all it is.
So there you go. It's Celtics offseason. You could discuss, along with the NBA and Stanley Cup Finals, 617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way from Fenway today. You got Fitzy. You got Mego. You got Ball. They're live at Fenway Park for the Red Sox and the Yankees. We got the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Grab Bag. Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Thunder Pacers is tonight from Indiana. With the Pacers up 2-1. Oklahoma City, though, Jones, 6.5-point favorites tonight. Sucker's bet or buying opportunity?
Oh, man. I'm going to stick with what I said in game 3. I think that's a sucker's bet. 6.5 points, but I would bet the money line. I know that's like a small.
No.
That's a small window.
That's a terrible. Wait, you'd bet Oklahoma City money line?
I wouldn't actually bet it. I think I'm predicting they would win the game. I wouldn't bet them minus 250 or minus 300 or whatever.
Right,
I would pick them to win the game is what I mean.
If we were just doing a straight pick 'em.
Yeah, that's a small window there, but I don't feel good about them winning by two possessions. They've lost two of the first three games, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but would they win the second game?
They blew them out, but that was at home. I don't feel good about that. That building that they're in, I said this before the series started, it's been apparent all postseason. That building is loud.
So I'm officially a no bet. However, I would, if you think the Thunder are going to win, I think they win by 7 or more.
Okay.
Like I feel like they're going to win kind of going away. Then
what
it's tied.
The Pacers are going to win?
They win by 10.
Okay, good.
Is Reggie Miller there? And is he wearing a Mark Jackson jersey? People were questioning the
He should just wear.
He had a hooded sweatshirt on with a jersey over it, and the front was tucked into his pants.
Oh, not the fit like you trying on the City Connect.
No, not that.
Okay.
Although, believe it or not, the City Connect's a little big on me.
Yeah.
Unlike the David Stoudemire jersey, which shrunk.
Yeah, you're just nervous about it.
Tight. Yeah. Into that. The City Connect's a little big, but I still like it. I'll still wear it.
Okay. No, I think if
do you think he's
I
wearing...
I didn't notice the full-on fit.
Do you think he might wear a Dale Davis jersey tonight?
Oh, that's Antonio Davis?
The Davis brothers.
Yeah. Rick Smits.
We talked to Rick Smits.
You said Detlef Shrimp. We didn't mention the Davises.
Austin Crozier.
Oh, Crozier, good one.
Travis Best.
Small Tinsley.
Yeah, a little bit later.
That wasn't those teams?
I don't think Tinsley played with Miller. Tinsley was on like Ron Artest teams, Jermaine O'Neal teams.
Gotcha.
Yeah, come on. Get your Pacers right.
Sorry. Anyway.
She ain't a fool of me.
Oh.
She thinks my
grab bag
sexy. It really turns her on.
All right, let the record show. I am against country music in all forms.
But that's a
Not bad.
That's a banger.
Is it good? No, it's not. That was good use of grab.
No country song has ever been a banger.
That's a banger.
Country songs are all bad. And that was our guy Joe Braverman, though.
So is Joe a big country guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I have no idea. I guess.
He actually hates it, but he just thought this is what he went with. Did he send more?
No. Oh, let's cleanse the palate.
Okay.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
How about this? Connor Hellebuck wins the Vezina and the Hart.
What?
Connor Hellebuck, best goalie and the MVP of the league.
Yeah, well, not in the postseason, but yeah.
This is a regular season award at the record show.
I keep missing all these awards. They just keep handing these things out.
What happened to the award show they used to do?
They used to have an award show where they would have Jay Moore host it, and they would have the Real Housewives of Orange County come out and say, the winner is Martin St. Louis. It's the NHL Awards.
Like Creed would play at it.
There's the only Cuba Gooding Jr. need a paycheck.
Say it again.
Didn't Cuba Gooding Jr. rule those rules?
Oh, yes. 100%.
He definitely could have. Yeah. Did he get canceled? Something happened with him. Look at that.
Okay.
Wasn't it like tax evasion or something?
Maybe that's it. Is that why they stopped doing the awards show? They're like, Cuba Gooding can't do it anymore.
We can't get Cuba.
All right, we're out.
All right, Did they get Rod Tidwell to host these?
They blew their budget on Kelce and Swift.
Shouldn't Emilio Estevez have hosted it every year? Gordon Bombay?
Sure, that makes sense.
Makes too much sense.
It almost does make too much sense.
They used to do it every... they do like a yearly award show and then give out all the awards at once. And it'd be like a red carpet affair.
Yeah.
It'd be on like TSN Canada, nowhere else.
A real who's who
of
Canada.
But big season for Hellebuck.
Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau's wife, a bunch of former hockey players, and some comedians.
Most of the greats.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Most of the greats.
Here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. It's the grab bag on Jones and Keith.
U.S. Open golf round two. J.J. Spahn remains the leader. He is 4 under par. You have a pair of golfers at 3 under par. Sam Burns, who is in the clubhouse, threw two rounds at 3 under. Thurston Lawrence is 3 under. He tees off today at 220. So he's 3 under just from his work yesterday. But as Jones pointed out earlier, only 7, actually make it 8 golfers now are under par.
I didn't mean to steal the thunder.
A big part of grab bag.
Sorry.
Oh, that guy that was 30 over really had a good hole, huh?
He is now 31 over. No, he is.
That's pretty good for him. Bogey's not bad.
He'll take a bogey.
Yeah.
Yep. No snowmen on his card. I'm looking at it here. No snowmen.
I bet Rahm to win. That's not looking good.
How many times has this guy been out there where the guy golfing with him just told him to pick it up?
Like 7!
Like, why would you shoot? Just pick it up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, but +5 is the... projected cut line. How much U.S. Open golf are you going to watch this weekend?
Well, as much as my family allows me to watch, I actually think I'm going to be able to watch more tomorrow than Sunday.
Well, it's your day on Sunday.
Yeah, but
it's the dad's day. Happy early Father's Day to all the dads.
So here's a problem.
Dads and grads.
Yeah, dads and grads. Granddads. Anthony.
All the Anthonys.
Lance Dobbins.
Yep.
But no, it's Bunker Hill Day in Charlestown on Sunday, Keith.
Okay.
Bunker Hill Day 250.
Yeah.
So it's a big day. So I won't be doing much sitting around watching the U.S. Open on Sunday, unfortunately. Mm. But I might get some time tomorrow to watch.
Okay.
It.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Antonio Brown. The police are looking for him. He is. Attempted murder charge he could be facing. So Antonio Brown has apparently not turned himself in or been arrested yet for a charge of attempted murder. The Miami Police Department is after him.
Given his history, he doesn't strike me as somebody who's going to turn himself in.
I don't think so. Now, has he tweeted recently? You could probably just turn on tweet locations and find him.
Good question.
The guy tweets quite a bit.
I read an item on this today. I'm scrambling trying to find it, where the individual who he allegedly shot at says... he thinks he was grazed on the neck by one of these bullets. I'm confused.
Might have been hit.
I'm confused as to how you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know if the bullet went through your neck?
Maybe not even through. Here you go. Wait, where's
grazed
the,
it?
Where's the
There'd
line?
Be some evidence, I feel like.
Here you go. Several days later, the victim met with detectives. He allegedly said that after the initial fight had been broken up, Brown began to run towards him with a firearm. The victim said he was possibly grazed in the neck.
Might have got me.
I feel like
Did it get you? Got me.
I've never been shot. I feel like personally I would probably know if I was hit in the neck or not.
Yeah. And you'd probably tell people about it every day.
Yeah, seriously.
If you live to tell about it.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Russell Westbrook is declining his player option. He'll become a free agent. Any interest in the great Russell Westbrook?
Tatum replacement?
No. No, thanks. Pass.
99 restaurants. Always a
grab bag.
Went last night with the family.
Did
Brag.
You?
Yeah, went to the 99.
Nice.
As soon as we walk in, me, my wife, two kids. The waitress was like, socks finally won. Kids eat free. I was like, hell yeah.
You're like, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, lady.
Yeah,
I know.
Red Sox won.
I printed out the box score.
I'll take my kids anywhere unless the Red Sox win.
Yeah, so chicken tendies and fries on the Red Sox last night.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What else you get? Popcorn? All the popcorn.
Oh, $5 margaritas.
Yo, nice.
Sucking those down.
I like that. I like a nice horseshoe ale in there. I'll have a horseshoe ale. And a nice frosty Coors Light. Yeah,
nice good beers. Tall, too.
Say it again.
Nice and tall.
Tall,
nice tall
beers.
One. Yep, the Fiddlehead, they got that on tap.
Oh.
Yes,
I assume you got popcorn.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Popcorn.
Two bowls
of fever.
Popcorn. Yeah. Maybe like an ice cream sandwich at the end, too. The kids.
Oh, the kids get the ice cream sandwich. Yeah, real nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. Everybody had a nice time.
That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
Jones, your guy Aaron Savale, former Northeastern
Husky, great
Husky,
yep.
Was upset because he got demoted to the bullpen in Milwaukee, and
yeah,
he's since been
shouldn't have done that.
He's been traded to the White Sox.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, not really where you want to be.
Okay,
but
Trevor Anakin. I have the
grab bag.
You underestimate my
grab bag.
Don't try it.
Caitlin Clark.
Huh?
We'll be back tomorrow versus New York.
Okay. Somebody upstairs just perked up.
Just got really excited.
He doesn't work on Fridays.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point. No one works in this building. That's a great point. Yeah, yeah.
There's not much going on up there, but that's all right.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against FC Cincinnati.
Okay.
At Gillette Stadium, 7:30.
I haven't checked the table in a while. How are the Revs doing?
Yeah, they're not great.
No? They got sharp kits, though.
Oh, the kits are amazing.
Yeah, it's not.
They always look great.
It's not the kits' fault.
No, they haven't played great necessarily.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and everyone.
Yeah.
Take a look at what's going to be in theaters this weekend. It seems like we have a little bit of a lull. Next week, it is 28 days later, or 28 years later. How do I say that? 28 years
that's
later.
A, by the way,
week.
That's a scary ad. When that airs on my TV, that's a scary ad. Have you seen that thing? I haven't watched the full-length trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, you should check out the first two films. Also, this week you get...
Nick's laughing at me in the other room. Every time it comes on,
look that spooky.
I'm going to change the channel. No. Zombies running around. No, I don't like it.
You'll be all right. How to Train Your Dragon, live action this week.
A live dragon in this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The dragon's real. The cool. Kid's real. Cool. It's not a cartoon, Jones.
Nice.
Another movie called Materialists comes out. It's a romantic comedy film starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. Any interest in that?
No.
No.
Right. Lull was the right way to refer to this.
I think.
Yeah. Watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Do we have a new weekly or daily question in the grab bag?
No.
No, not yet. We got some good submissions.
We're working on it.
We got some good submissions.
Irons in the fire.
Keefe at WEEI.com. We have gotten a bunch of good submissions. Uh-huh. I like, are the Red Sox over 500 yet? That's a good one.
They're getting there. Does
Connor Wong have a ribbon?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Wah, wah. 93.7 Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
All right, let's take a look at the best Major League Baseball player.
I know who it is.
From last night.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I have five options for you. Was it Dominic Smith?
No, but vibes guy here.
3 for 5, dong, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored.
Better than
Was it Miguel Vargas? 3 for 4, 2 runs in a swipe. I do need glasses. I have glasses.
Beyond needing glasses, he needs one of those nano screens for over his computer.
The font on this is insanely small. There's no reason to make it so small.
You're so close to that computer.
I'm not close enough.
I don't know what these letters are. It's just all color. It's
like a Game Gear. Back in the day, you can get the Sega Game Gear and had the magnifying glass.
I need my readers. You're seeing this right before everybody's
people
eyes.
Watching on Twitch are appalled. They're not appalled.
Yeah, it was so
if,
close.
If you're listening on the app or on the radio, you have no idea that I'm squinting and having a little bit of a headache trying to read these names. Was it Wyatt Langford?
Nope.
2 for 4, a home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Kodai Senga? 5 2/3 scoreless innings for the Mets? Or was it Tarek Skubal?
Oh, man.
7 scoreless with 6 Ks for the Tigers.
I don't think my guy's on there, so I'm going Dom Smith, vibes guy.
Who's your guy?
Trevor Valdez, 12 Ks. Lit it up.
No, he's not on here. Okay. He wasn't one of the, he was not,
right. See it.
He was not one of the best performers. Yeah, he wasn't one of the best performers.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
I mean, you're laughing. I obviously can't read the Twitch chat, so go ahead.
Oh, people are...
They're having some
guess,
fun with it?
I guess Fitzy was maybe had a nose pick yesterday is what the Twitch chat is.
What does that have to do with
they
anything?
Said it's better, watching you squint is better than watching Fitzy pick his nose is what they said, which I disagree with.
this is great. Yeah. All right, I'm talking about a former Yankee who also pitched.
Huh?
He pitched for the Yankees.
Pitched and a hit. I have a guess.
The Blue Jays and the Orioles.
Oh, damn it.
So he was very AL. It should be an easy one. Very AL East heavy. Did not play
Darren
for the
O'Day.
Red Sox. Who?
Darren O'Day?
No.
Sounds like Jimmy Key to me.
Good one.
He got it. The Red Sox win.
I've guessed Jimmy Key before.
You have?
Yeah. Well, no, we've never done it, but he's been a guess of mine that
Jimmy
obviously
Key was
hasn't been correct.
Filthy.
Jimmy Key was nice.
5-time All-Star. He had an ERA title. Runner-up in the Cy Young twice, 4th in the Cy Young once, 6th in the MVP once.
He was no Pat Henkin. I think I guessed when you had Pat Henkin before. I guessed Jimmy Key, I think.
Yeah. Jimmy Key was nice. 3.5 ERA for his career. Nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
All-star with all three of those teams.
How about that?
Holy mackerel.
That's a better player than you normally pick for random ball player.
Yeah.
You were tossing us a bone going into the weekend?
I feel like former Yankees are pretty easy to get. You know, because they were so many games against the Red Sox. I feel like he flew under the radar, at least as a Yankee.
Yeah, not for me.
No, not for you.
Squarely
you
on my radar.
Him right out.
Yeah.
Going into the weekend on a real high note.
Pretty good. Yep. It's the random ball player of the day every day here on Jones and Keefe in the grab bag. We'll check it with WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Mega. You got Ball. Who knows Ball? And we'll do the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, part of our Friday four-pack of questions, well, we had a real thinker.
What's the biggest animal you could beat up?
It's not very big.
What do you think it is?
Don't isolate that.
Could I fight an animal? What animal could you fight?
Beat up like a really vicious raccoon? I'm not even sure.
No, I don't.
Like an angry raccoon? I don't think so. It's going to be smaller than that.
I saw a gigantic groundhog in my backyard one time, and I was like, I don't feel great about this.
I don't want to mess with that, yeah.
No, he was nasty, and he was like hissing at Harrow.
Is that the noise they make?
He was hissing at him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Harrow just
said, like Busch Gardens. Like always some kind of animal back there.
There is.
Like Busch
Gardens. It is. It's
minus
insane.
The sides, of course.
The ermines are gone.
A domestic house cat.
What about a non-kicking kangaroo?
No, dude. I'm not taking my chance with a kangaroo.
It's just going to be fists. Like, it's not going to grab you.
I'm not going to win a boxing match against a kangaroo.
They're so muscular. They're giant muscular
rats.
Not
all of them.
Well,
I might go possum.
Yeah?
I could beat up a possum. Most possum I've seen are dead, but...
Wiggy's weighing in.
Oh, good. What's Wiggy say?
Flamingo.
True, they got them spindly little
that
legs.
That is true. You can beat up a flamingo.
You can take their legs
I can snap
out,
a flamingo's
over.
Leg.
That's a great point. Maybe
I'd
the flamingo.
Strangle it by the neck.
One kick legs. To the leg, snap a leg, and then you just choke it out the
right,
little neck.
Knees don't even bend the right way.
No, leave it to Wiggy. He's got it.
That's
I could,
thin little neck.
I could strangle a flamingo like you read
about. Good call. That's a good save.
Murder it in cold pink blood. I could do that so easily, yeah.
I don't know if the blood is pink.
Yeah, well, I think it is. My guess is it is. I didn't even catch Billy's line about the legs bending the wrong way.
Yeah, they're not right, are they?
They're the Chet Holmgren of birds is what they are. They're a little boy body on these poor birds. But yeah, that's a great one by Wiggy. And you know Wiggy put a legitimate lot of thought into it.
Fair question.
Yeah.
By Dark and Stormy Nights.
Okay.
Are flamingos even that big? The greater flamingo is the tallest of the six different species of flamingo, standing at 3.9 to 4.7 feet.
So it's like Andy Hart.
And weigh up to 7.7 pounds.
Okay, so that was...
like fighting a tall chicken.
So Dyson... so I'd rather fight a flamingo than a chicken.
Oh, I would too.
So do you get credit for fighting something that's almost 5 feet tall, or do you lose a lot of credit for fighting something that's less
than
10 pounds?
Yeah, it's a third the size of Dyson's cat. I said house cat. I said a lot of house cat, ultimately.
They can open their bills by raising the upper jaw as well as dropping the lower jaw. So they can come at you a few different ways.
I told you, it's a hooked beak, which you got to watch out for.
All right, but flamingo's a good starting place. We start there. You take down a flamingo, and then from there, it's tough. The animal world is... It can be
vicious.
You got
to put them in the same weight class. If you were fighting a flamingo that was the same weight class as you, could you take it?
Oh, my God. A 200-pound flamingo?
Correct.
That's insane.
Could you fight one horse-sized flamingo?
Here we go. We'll have to get Gonzalez on this.
Save for football season. What's your neck? They'll break out all our brain busters now.
Actually, you know what? Put that down.
Yeah.
What's the biggest animal you could beat up to Gonzo?
Honestly, that is a great one.
We should just reuse our four-pack questions with him.
Also a great idea.
Yeah.
Let me write all these down.
Hey, Gonzo, Aaron Judge in the last 10 years. He's like, what? Yeah, where's he ranked in the last 10 years? I don't know, man. Shohei Ohtani.
I can't tell you.
I'm out.
You're like, all right, fine, Gonzo.
All right, cool.
Let me ask
you
this.
All right, got him
what
too.
Team will Kevin Durant be on next season? He's like, he's currently on the Rockets.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Okay.
Next year.
Fine. Yeah, next year.
He's like, this is dumb. It's better than what he normally gives us.
We haven't been confirmed that he is or isn't back with the show.
Yeah, let's take a guess.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I say yes.
Really?
I think Gonzo's back.
We'd have him.
Absolutely.
No, we'd have him back.
No.
Does he want to be back?
I don't think he wants to be back, but whatever.
Does he have a say?
He may not. I don't know how that works. That should probably be our first question.
Yeah, why are you
here? How did this happen?
Why you?
You're back again?
How come?
We could reuse what show you on.
Also, yeah. Why us?
Yeah, how come and why?
Short straw? What happened there?
Yeah, like...
Something happened.
See, but the more years he spends in the league, the more he's going to get his pick.
Did somebody else give you a car to do this interview?
Yeah, really? It's got to be something like that.
It's true.
What do these guys get big balloons for?
Well, are you spoiling...
It's Stiz's birthday.
Are you
today is your birthday, Stiz?
Stiz?
Happy birthday, Stiz.
40?
40 today?
The big 4-0 Stiz.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to Stiz. Happy birthday to Stiz. Happy birthday, dear Stanley.
Happy birthday, Stiz.
Hey,
that's awesome.
That was almost as good as the Dong report.
Almost.
Thank you.
We tried.
Shout out, Stiz.
She has a birthday with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans?
And the Olsen twins. And
both of them.
And my sister-in-law. How do you like that?
Keith's sister-in-law.
There you go.
Yeah, Keith's sister-in-law. Lance Dobbins.
What a thrill.
Birthday. Yeah, wow. Happy 40th there, Stiz. Congrats.
Is there cake?
Right. Yeah.
Is there cake swirled around here somewhere?
No.
No?
Man, none of your hosts even showed up to celebrate with you. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, they all got out of the country.
No crossover here today, but if we did crossover, we brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Keith went there just yesterday.
It was this delicious.
Father's Day. You can go to the Nines for a great lineup of menu specials. Dad's going to love it. It's the new Bourbon Onion Burger. You try that, Keith?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
A juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak or the famous Colossal Lobster Roll.
Yeah,
I know you love everything out of the
talking.
Ocean. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Mego. You got Ball. They're at Fenway taking you into Red Sox and Yankees tonight right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.